And a new Chinese report on migration now shows that one third of rich Chinese people with a net worth of more than $16 million has migrated overseas. Now, according to the first annual report of Chinese international migration, many of China's super rich have singled out a better education system in the West as the main driver of moving abroad. As a result, the report has raised concerns over a capital and brain drain prompted by the exodus of the country's wealthy and young talent population. Well, for more on China's migration, CRI's Zheng Chengguang spoke to Dr. Wang Huiyao, Director General of the Center for China and Globalization and co-author of the annual report of Chinese international migration.
In the last 30 years, China has actually developed very quickly on the economic, and there's a large middle class has been cultivated. And so we see some elite and some of the investor immigrants are now able to command their wealth and actually invest overseas. And we see more people probably not happy with the environment or education that they are enjoying in China and then now would like to develop overseas, particularly on the education of their children. I think the Chinese education reform is lagging behind, and also there's some concern on the environment pollution and all those things. But also I think there's economic reasons for that too, because I think the real estate market is a bit slower these days in China, and a lot of people actually now have extra money and would like to keep the investment return, and then by investing in the overseas property market, and that also triggered a lot of people going overseas.
The report also says that nearly half of the high net worth individuals have plans or intentions to immigrate to overseas. Is this saying that more people will be going overseas?
This trend is definitely going to continue, and with more people, more students going out, more tourists going out, and also more international economy and trade exchanges between China and outside world, this group of people, I call them seagull now, rather than sea turtles, will be more back and forth. I think one of the differences between the current immigrant and early immigrants is that early immigrants will settle in the countries forever, never return or never back and forth so much. But this kind of new style Chinese immigrant, even though they are immigrant to other countries, they still keep the strong ties with the home country and back and forth very often. So in a sense, we have this kind of a seagull moving around. It's actually a benefit to both China and outside world. I think one of the problems is that probably we couldn't have such a large percentage of people going out and maybe going away with a lot of capitals, whereas China right now needs employment, needs investment, needs entrepreneur skills.
Should we be worried about that the new wave of immigration may bring about a brain drain in China if this trend is to continue?
That's correct. I think that absolutely. You know, this brain drain is actually happening because, for example, China now has about 2.5 million students going out since China opened up. There's only about 1 million has been returned. So it's about one third, something like return, two thirds still out. And it's actually a large brain drain for China. One of the solutions for that, though, I think it's not realistic to have all the immigrants coming back. Normally, for students or immigrants, if we can have 50% coming back, that would be international standard. But I think that the challenge for China is China hasn't really started to attract foreign immigrants. China should set up an immigration bureau and also set up an immigration investor immigration category and a skilled immigrant category to attract people's talent from other countries. For example, attract an entrepreneur from Silicon Valley, from Korea or from India, Bangalore area for the IT talent, for example. So that will really create a compromised situation, whereas for those that Chinese immigrants that couldn't come back, for example, in June, the National People's Congress has passed a new entry and exit law, which stipulates for the first time there's a talent visa category has been put into place. So people in the future can apply a talent visa to come to China starting from July 1st this year.
That was Dr. Wang Huiyao, Director General of the Center for China and Globalization and co-author of China's first international migration report.